All right, moving on to section C. So we're in chapter 8, C, other tensions. Now, I have plenty of videos on 9/11 and 13s and how to make those chords. But you can add a 9. We're in C1 right now. You can add a 9 to major, dominant, minor chords. The reason it says except 3 and 6, 3 and 7 in a major key, it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means it's not going to sound good. Like if I demonstrate this, if I play C major 9, D minor 9, E minor 9, the 3 chord, like it's non-diatonic. If you put in a diatonic 9 on the E9, it would be E minor 7 with a flat 9, and it's not a nice chord. Listen to this. Like that's almost, I don't think I've ever been asked to play that chord on purpose in 40 years of playing music. It just doesn't sound nice. So you're either non-diatonic on the 3 chord, with that F sharp, which sounds pretty in context, but it's non-diatonic, so you might not want to just throw it in, you know, like if the progression is, let's say you're playing, sounds like the weight from the band, like Miss Moses, ain't nothing you can't see. Or it's a 1-3-4-1 progression, the weight. And so if you throw that in, like Miss Moses, ain't nothing you, you're gonna get some dirty looks, and it's gonna sound like a wrong note. If you play this, you're also gonna get some dirty looks. So that's what I'm saying. They're saying the 3 and the 7. Now there is a chart in an earlier part of this book, section 3D. There's a chart that shows you where the 9s, 11s, and 13s don't sound great in their diatonic series, if that makes any sense. So I'm not going to go into that hugely here. Because I have so much other material on the 9s, 11s, and 13s, I'm going to go quicker on those and spend more time on the ones we haven't talked about, like the 7 flat 9 ones. Okay? Now, it says, if you look at number 2, C2, it says 7 flat 9, used on 5 chords in major and minor, and has 2 tritones, so resolves perfectly for either one. Provides additional chromaticism of flat 9 of 5 to 5 of 1 major. Now, this is going to take some explaining. So, first things first. 7 flat 9 can be used in minor or major. Let's stick in C major. You could play a G7 flat 9. Go into C major 7 and you want additional tension on the 5 chord G7. You could put a flat 9 on it. Now dig this. How do you do a flat 9 with this traditional voicing of G7? It's not easy because the flat 9 would be like an A flat note. So one way you could do that is, I'm just giving you some possibilities. You could go 3x, 3, 4, 3x, 4. That's 3x, 3, 4, x, 4. Again, 3x, 3. So play with me. 3x, 3. Do it with fingers 1 and 2. Yep, then 4, then x, then 4. That's a G7 flat 9. See if you can grab that. We'll do C major 7. And then G7 flat 9. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Good. Another way to play that chord is, let's assume that there's a bass player who's playing G, which I'll be the bass player for now. You guys could play a diminished chord, which I haven't shown you yet, but it would be XX4343, XX3434. Have you ever seen that diminished? A lot of beginners learn this diminished first. I'm glad you guys have seen it. I actually play with all 4 fingers, but you can play it however you want to finger it. Why do I play ones with bars and one with all 4? It's just a matter of preference. Use whatever you want. So play that play C major and then that chord, which is, what is it? What is this chord? It's a diminished chord, but it's really functioning as a G7 flat 9 without the G. Because you know that the bass player is playing G, and the overall effect of this is 7 flat 9. Here we go. 2, 3, 4, so C. Sorry. And everything sounds good. There's more tension in that chord, so it's cool, right? There's more tension, and then there's two tritones. The two tritones are, well, we already talked about it. In a diminished chord earlier, we talked about there's two sets of tritones, and so everything's, it's very unstable and tense and nice. And we want tension in your music, so an easy way to add tension on the 5 chord is do a flat 9. Whether it's major or minor. On a minor, let's take A minor. Because that's the relative minor of. If you're doing an A minor chord, and the 5 chord of that is E7. Right? How I'd recommend you finger it is, the E7 that is X. 7, 6, 7, 5, X. That's a C shape E7 chord. C shape E7. So again, X, 7, 6, 7, 5, X. Also known as the Born on the Bayou chord. Have you ever heard that Creedence song? Okay. Great song. Why am I suggesting this? Because if you bring the E on top on string 2 up 1 fret and rearrange your fingers, I like 2, then 1, then 3, then 1, and the fret numbers are X, 7, 6, 7, 6, X. That's an E7 flat 9. So I want you to do, if you can, A minor, big bar chord A minor at 5th fret 5, just, yeah, A minor 7 or A minor, either one, and then this new chord, X, 7, 6, 7, 6, back to A minor, here we go, 2, 3, 4, so A minor, now the new chord. And it's like great for, right? If you don't get the reference, it's Santana's Smooth. Yeah. Okay. So are you good? You good? Like, can you picture it? Why did I choose this voicing instead of the other one? Because this one is, like, it's too hard to take, like, this root up a half step. You're losing, like, the 7 if you do that. I don't know. It's just not that nice. And then it says provides additional chromaticism for the flat 9 of 5 to the 5 of 1. What that means is when you were doing G7 flat 9, with, like, the diminished, like, go up here, remember you were doing XX3434? Yeah, that's fine. But for now, do XX3434. And then that top note is A flat. And it's resolving down a half step when you get back to C. It's resolving to G when you get to the C chord. And that's why it says, example, A flat to G. It just says provides additional chromaticism. Like, in addition to the regular tritone which you're having like this, right, resolving B and F to C and E, you're having an A flat resolve to G. So it's all about half step motion. Do you see what I mean? Like, in the regular tritone, the kindergarten thing, it's half steps in opposite directions, and then you got another half step resolving. In a minor, this is the final thing about the, then I'll move on. In a minor, you do always want to use a flat 9 not necessarily always, but almost always, because the traditional minor is Aeolian. So if you play an Aeolian scale on A, like, if you could please play it at like string 7, fret 4, and I want to point out that the 6th note of that is F natural. Right there. And that is a flat 9 to the 5 chord of E. Okay? So that's more common on a minor. This is why we did not play like A minor to E9. Like, unless that's deliberately the sound you're going for, it's a little unusual. Like, if you guys would play that for a second, A minor, and then E9, not a flat 9. So he'll just go to like X, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7. 7, 6, 7, 7, 7. That's X, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7. X first, and then 7. 6, 7, yeah, you know that chord. Alright, so play that chord. Alright? Unless it's specifically already defined as Dorian, it's gonna clash with my regular A minor scale. Go ahead, play your chords. 2, 3, 4. We'll go do A minor first and then E9. 2, 3, 4. Hear the clash there? So that's why we use a flat 9 on a minor. Unless this song happens to be Dorian. But even then, there's more tension in resolving. Usually you have a 5 chord because you want tension. And so there's more tension in a flat 9, as I just showed you. The flat 9 resolves to E. If you're on an A minor chord, the flat 9 of the E7, which is F, resolves to the E note of the A minor. Like when you have the E7 flat 9, you have an F as the flat 9, and that's resolving to an E note on the A minor. So even if it's been established as Dorian for some reason, it's just rare that you have this, because usually on a dominant chord you want tension. Does that make sense? So you almost never have, put it like this, to summarize the whole thing, in a minor key, on a dominant chord, the 5 chord, do a flat 9. In a major key, you could do a flat 9, which is non-diatonic. It'll sound good because there's tension. But you could also do a regular 9 chord as well. Summarizing this, C major to G7 flat 9 is nice because it's tension. But you could also do G9. Not as much tension, but it's diatonic. On the minor, A minor, E9 is rare. Very rare. But much more common is E7 flat 9. It's not easy to explain, big theory concepts in a short period of time. That was 13 minutes. Any questions on that? It's a big one. That's like something to memorize, You can tell someone doesn't know their harmony very well when you're in a minor key and they're harmonizing a 5 chord out to a regular 9, and they're kind of just oblivious to, doesn't quite fit. Or they might be using a 9th chord in a major key where a 7 flat 9 would add even more tension. It's just not as, sometimes you have to pay attention to the melody and the context of the song too. Like in that Isn't She Lovely, we had a root note in the melody, which is the 4 to the 5 chord, so that means you would do a 7 sus, so as not to clash. In other words, you're in the key of C, you see a C melody where the G7 is. Chicoria says he never puts in the extensions, he just expects the musicians to recognize all that. Like if the note is D over a C major chord, he still writes C major, he doesn't write C major 9. But skilled musicians would see that that's a D, and so the overall sound is a C major 9 type sound. So you wouldn't put in like C major flat 9, even though I don't know why you would. That would be terrible sounding. But you look at the melody and the context as you go. All right, I'm going to move along now. 14 minutes, not 13, haha. Almost 15.